The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. What does it feel like to save your assassin? Or as a child, feel like you don't belong? Or live in a country ruled by a dictator? This is the story of Virginia Prodan, who grew up and practiced law in Romania during the rule of leader Nicolae Ceausescu's brutal communist regime. It's a story of God's sustaining power, saving grace, justice, and how he moved mightily through a woman whose faith in Jesus was and continues to be unflinching. We pause here at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program. Well, dear friend, it's to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, for you to know that even when you feel like your back is against the wall, that there is no hope, there is always hope in Jesus. In Jesus, who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, yes, but 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, the resurrected one, who has touched the heart and life of Virginia Prodan, reaches out to you. So I ask, will you turn to Jesus? Would you turn from your way to God's way? In other words, will you repent of your sins and surrender your life to Jesus Christ? Even in your brokenness, even in your helplessness, let Jesus come and restore and redeem. He'll do it. Virginia Prodan graduated from Bucharest Law School in Romania with a Juris Doctor degree, and from SMU, Southern Methodist University Law School in Dallas, Texas, with a Juris Doctorate degree and a Master of Laws in LLM. She's the author of the best-selling book, Saving My Assassin. She has three adult children. Virginia, welcome. Welcome to our show.
Thank you so very much, Danny, for having me on your program.
Tell us, where is Tekir Gyol Lake?
Is on the Black Sea, maybe a few hours. It might be different now that he was traveling during communist. It might be an hour and a half from the big town, Constanța. But it's a famous city, even though it's a small, because of some kind of special treatment that offers. The lake has a special kind of mud that is very effective to cure several diseases. So people go and visit, and early in summer to late in the fall, people are they and trying to take advantage of the lake and the mud that is there.
Why is the lake and the area surrounding the lake so important to you?
Oh, because I spent almost 18 years there. Looking back, I can say that there were maybe the hardest part of my life as my childhood was. Many people say it was worse than Cinderella, and it's true. But no matter how hard, because I live with a family who I didn't belong, and I was told from a younger age that I don't belong, that I'm there to serve them. But looking back, and people as they read the book Saving My Assassin will find out more about that harsh childhood. But what I want to say, and I do remember saying to my kids after they read the book, God was not asleep when I went through such a hard time. He allowed that. He did not create humans created by their attitude of hardship in my life. But God allowed that to happen to me in order to create in me and out of me the person that he knew that I needed to be as a lawyer later on. So all that hardship had a good reason. No pain is wasted by God.
No pain is wasted by God. Words of wisdom from someone who experienced great, great pain. Virginia, who would you say influenced you most? I mean, you talk about the painful childhood years, but I'm going to stay there. We're going to stay there in the childhood years. But who influenced you most in those growing up years?
Before I accepted Christ, before I knew Christ, and I explained that in my book, Saving My Assassin, I read a lot of books. That was my way of escaping from that small town where I was isolated. I was never taken on vacation. I was, in fact, required. I was left home as a 5 or 6 years old to take care of the house or later. And as a way of escaping, I read books. And some of my heroes, they were heroes that from the books that I learned from them how they were able to turn their circumstances into wonderful opportunities to learn and overcome the circumstances. When I accepted Christ, I was mesmerized by characters like Joseph, who was in jail for 9 years for something that he hadn't done. He was an honest person, and still God used him. He was not bitter. And if people will look in the Bible, they will discover that during the time that he was in prison, Joseph was elevated to the higher level in the prison of management. Why? Because he trusted God and he believed that God has a plan. And he influenced me a lot. David and Daniel and Peter and Paul, there were many, many. And it's up to us what heroes. A lot of my friends will, even though we live in a socialist government, will have from time to time foreign magazines, and they will just look at heroes of Hollywood and something. I was not interested. I was not interested for some reason. I look for people in my life, including my teacher, who was a very hard working person and who taught us a lot, and I learned from her as much as possible.
How did you, Virginia, how did you become a believer in Jesus Christ?
from a younger age, I noticed my parents being politically correct outside and trying to do whatever the government asked them to do, to give them their rights, to give them more rights the next day. And I also watch them inside of the home whispering how horrible the government was and that they will lose more freedom, you know, tomorrow. So as a kid, I was I had a feeling of insecurity. I knew that my parents were too fearful to stand up for me. And also I learned from a younger age that I don't count for the government. I'm not a human to them. I'm just a puppet in their hands. And I also noticed that in our family, we have lawyers that anytime someone will ask them question inside of our home, they will whisper the good answer, but they will not have the courage to speak out. So as a kid, I thought, I'm going to go to law school and find out the truth and speak up for the truth. Later on, I realized I went to law school, I graduated from law school. I want your listeners to read the book because the book explains how you get an opportunity to go to school in a socialist country. It's not you who decide, it's the government who will decide for you. And the same thing is when you graduate. The government will give you the job. It's not you that will choose the job. But as I finished law school, I remember working for a year or a year and a half or 2 years, and I remember coming back to my law office, and I was so discouraged because every single day I would be full of enthusiasm and hope, thinking that that day will be my day when I will find the truth and speak up for the truth. So that day I came very discouraged at home, at my office, and I put my briefcase on my secretary's desk, and I said, I don't want to be a lawyer anymore. I think that I'm going to give up. She looked at me like, what are you dreaming? Where have you been? Come back to reality. And she gave me three files and told me that three clients will come to my office and one is in my office. And as I walk in my office, I recognize the client who was there. I had been working with him for a long time, a year or 2 years. But he had some new situation in his case, so he came to share those situations with me. And as I walk in my office thinking, where is the truth? Why I can find the truth? I'm not a quitter, but I can find the truth. I'm going to give up. I was face to face again, as many times with this specific client, with a client who was joyful in a joyless land, hopeful in a hopeless land. And many times I thought that this client is crazy, and I thought, I need to fix this man. But I never had the time. I had clients after clients. So that day, as I was fighting inside of me with question, where is the truth, why I can find the truth, as I look at him full of hope and full of joy in a joyless land, I found myself saying, I wish I had in my life what you have in your life. And he said, do you go to church? And I remember staring at him thinking, I knew you are crazy. I don't know why I asked you. But he wrote very fast something on a piece of paper and said, would you come to my church? And this is the address. And I heard myself saying, yes, I'll come to your church. I was that desperate to find the truth. And the next Sunday, I came to his church. And there, I heard the gospel. And there, I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. And from there, I understood that it was not my desire. It was God's plan. He put in my heart the desire to find the truth, Jesus Christ. And also, he had an appointment on my life to defend Christians and human rights cases. And many Christians, they were put in jail for having a Bible or for sharing a Bible with others.
And Virginia Prodan became that advocate became that spokesperson, the lawyer who stood up and worked within the framework, and sometimes a very loose framework of law that she had to go against. But God used her. This person that she speaks about, a joyful man in a joyous land. Well, when you buy the book and you read it, Saving My Assassin by Virginia Prudhan, you'll learn more about Nestor. Yes, that name, Nestor. But when we come back, you're going to hear more from Virginia. Saving My Assassin was such, to say it was a joy to read does not really express the full fabric, at least of how it moved in my heart. Yes, there were times of joy. But the authenticity, the raw nature of what went on in Virginia Prudhan's life. The first chapter just got me. It's short, and I was pulled right on through to the end, and then I cried. More from Virginia Prudhan when we come back. Stay with us.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
As a young attorney under Nicolae Ceaușescu's brutal communist regime, Virginia Prudhan had spent her entire life searching for the truth. When she finally found it in the pages of the most forbidden book in all of Romania, Virginia accepted God's call to defend fellow followers of Christ against unjust persecution. You can find out more about Virginia Prudhan and her book, Saving My Assassin, at VirginiaPrudhanBooks.com. Again, VirginiaPrudhanBooks.com. And look, if you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, you can get this program as a podcast, free podcast for you. Share it with a family member or friend. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Virginia, what do the words, "I have decided to follow Jesus," mean to you?
I remember when I was followed by secret police, the guards of the dictator, when they will take me immediately from the minute that I will step outside of my home or my office. They will take me to interrogation room and beat me and torture me. I remember this song and the words of the song. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. How important was to me, knowing that in front of me is the cross and in the back is the world, the ungodly culture, that no matter what, here or in heaven with Christ, I am a winner. And to me was, I have to walk in such a way that these people that are following me and even trying to kill me will see Christ in me. That was the only chance. Every single day, every single time I have done it. Even now when I sing at church, this song brings tears to my eyes and to joy to my soul, but in the same time, I'm thinking, this song is different to me than to any person who never experienced persecution, because it's so precious.
Someone listening might be thinking, oh, I've seen interrogations on TV where, you know, the detective sits on one side and the person on the other, and they're just asking questions. It's a quite a harmless encounter. It wasn't quite as safe as we envision nowadays. Could you share a little bit more? I know you did mention about the danger, your life being in danger, but I mean, how close were you really of possibly being killed?
Sometimes I felt like when they would push me in an intersection to create the impression of an accident and cars would run by me, I would pray and I'd say, Lord, if you save me from here, I will stay far away from the corner so they won't push me again. Sometimes the movies will show you two kind of people in the interrogation room, and I experienced that. One that will beat you and will make you full of blood and push you, or in my case, they push my head to the table and or push me into the walls so hard that many times it was hard to breathe. And others, they will say, oh, he didn't mean to do that, and so forth. Because what they were trying to do with me is to give up and not to defend any Christians. Because unknown to me at that time, many of my cases became part of United Nations reports on human rights violations and part of United States Department reports on human rights violations, which means that the dictator was exposed by a young person like me, under 30 years old, under 5 feet tall, and 82 pounds. But that's the way God works. And they were trying really hard to stop me. But I knew that God organized this, and I was there in front of them for a reason. And as they were hitting me and beating, torturing me, I heard the Lord saying, share the gospel with them. And I remember telling them that I don't like what you are doing, but God loves you and I choose to love you. So those courageous, tall, ready to kill people with the desire to have to go to an upper level in Ceausescu's guard, had to turn their head because they were crying. They didn't know what to do with me. But I knew that I was there for a reason, to show them Christ. And also, they had no idea at all that when they pushed me that hard into the wall, they in fact pushed me into the loving arms of Jesus. I felt so secure in his arms. Yes, there were pains and sufferings and horrible situations that I don't want to repeat in my life. But during those pains that they were inflicted in me, unknown to them, they were pushing me into the loving arm of Jesus. I felt his arms. I felt his love. I felt him saying, I'm here. I'm with you. And they were not able to kill me because God protected me. That's how God works.
We are forced to a moment of reflection, to hear you speak. Now, my wife Jamie and I and Lonnie Ka'a were privileged to sit with you at dinner in Nashville at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention Gala. And what an honor it was to see you, to behold your countenance, but to read your story and the elegant way that you wrote it just brings a whole nother level of gravity in the way that I feel the honor of what you have exuded of faith and trust and courage in the Lord Jesus Christ. You're listening to Virginia Prodan. Her book, Saving My Assassin, has not only touched my heart and moved me and challenged me, but it has challenged so many more others. And you can get a hold of this book at virginiaprodanbooks.com. You can find out about her speaking ministry, her speaking programs. You can find out about her mentorship work and the other resources that she provides, her podcasts. VirginiaProdanBooks.com. When we come back, we'll hear more from her. She has literally faced her assassin and has lived to tell about it. You'll be inspired by her confidence and courage in the Lord, by her desire to share God's love with anyone. She shared it with a man who was hired to kill her. More from Virginia Prodan when we come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Yamashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who
who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Virginia Prodan's compelling story of courage in the face of intimidation and even death on behalf of others is a testament to her unwavering faith in a God who delivers. You're listening to the Good Life radio program. Danny Yamashiro here with our guest today, Virginia Prodan. Get her book, Saving My Assassin, at virginiaprodanbooks.com. Virginia, why do you believe God led you to write Saving My Assassin?
I believe that God wrote my story long before I scribed it into my book, Saving My Assassin. But God did amazing things. Just think about a dictator who had everything at his fingertips, money, a police, guards, everything. It's dead, and I'm alive. He thought that I will die. But God wrote such a powerful story because I believe he wanted me to share that story with people all over the world, because it is impossible when you hear my story, when you read my book, not to see how God can work in one life, and that life can be yours. And the mission of my book, the mission of my life, is to show people how God works in my life and transform a country from a socialist country to a democratic country by using me, a young person, a woman, an under 5 feet tall, 82 pounds. Nothing special about me. It's all special about God. And it's more important than ever before right now for people to read and to understand that there is power in Christ in us, that he can use us for his glory to change us, to change our business, to change our neighborhood, and to change our country. That's what God wants to do. And it's a powerful story, but I want to mention it is also a very big responsibility that I have. One, to make sure that people understand that I am not the hero. God is the hero. I was just a tool, an instrument in his hands. I am the mailman giving you the information and reading my book, Saving My Assassin, to understand what God is able to do in your life. But it's your responsibility to allow God to work in your life.
Well, there's a strong, compelling relevance to your story and to having you on right now because of your voice. You discovered your voice in or under the oppression of a communist regime. Your strong voice, yes, the diminutive size, but the voice is clear. Relate that, Virginia, your experiences in Romania, to the culture in which we live in today that has, I'm saying this softly now, has a way to silence some people's voices.
And I'm glad you asked this question, because my story is not only in Romania. It's here for 30-something years. I have lived in America, and I am an American citizen. And I'm involved with Alliance Defender Freedom. I'm speaking up. I help people to stand up for freedom, religious freedom. I was a troublemaker in Romania. I'm a troublemaker for in America too. You know, when Christ was put, or they tried to put him on trial, the people said, this man wants to turn our society upside down. The same thing they're going to say about us, because we speak the truth, and the culture is so in love with life, because the truth will set you free. But the ungodly culture wants to keep you a slave of the government. And it's so, so more important. And I am privileged, because even when I speak at college and universities, not Christians, college and universities, students are standing up, and even professors are standing up and saying, nobody told us this part of the story. You leave that. Nobody can argue with my life and my testimony. And for that reason, it's very powerful. And many times I ask myself, like everyone else, Lord, am I doing enough to wake up America before it's too late? But many, many, many of people, young students, a different age, after they read my book, Saving My Assassin, or they hear me as they invite me to speak, they realize that they have been brainwashed, that there is power in us, and there is no danger to stand up for Christ. Make fun of right now in America, maybe threaten that you will lose your job, but we don't have yet persecution in America. But by standing up and exercising your muscles of faith, you will do better tomorrow, and you will be more equipped. If you need any help, please contact us at virginiaprodanbooks.com, and we will help you in any way possible. Because I believe that we are at the cross point in America, and we need to be strong and courageous and learn about that.
It's not always an opportunity that one has to speak with someone who is in America, because President Ronald Reagan brokered a deal for asylum for Virginia. Yep. And her family. He brokered a deal with the Romanian president, Nicolae Ceaușescu, and there were other nations, like the UK and others, who wanted Virginia in their country. But she chose to be here. And that's, again, that's a marvelous weaving in the way that she tells it in her book, Saving My Assassin, available at virginiaprodanbooks.com. Virginia, before we go to break, one more question. Share one of your favorite scripture verses with us.
Oh, yes. The scripture that I like is this. It's Proverbs 21:30. There is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord. Proverbs 21:30. If you forget, just remember my life. The dictator had a perfect plan. He thought that he will live forever. He built his palace and he built his army, and he thought that I will be dead tomorrow. But God had other plans. And one of the plans was to save me, to be here in America, to wake up America, that every single life, including your life, it's important that you have to stand up, and God will give you protection, will give you wisdom, and will give you directions, because he already gave you skills and talents and influence wherever you are. Maybe your mission is not like mine, but your mission is different, and it's as important as my mission. The secret is to put your life in God's hands and watch him opening the Red Sea, helping you to confront Goliath and do more and more things in God's power. You are here, and you have a pulse, you have a purpose.
You also raised your children. And was it Anka? Is that the proper?
Yes.
Anka, Andrea, and Emmanuel. Now, how have you seen God in all of this that you're describing for us today work in their lives as your children, the children of Virginia Prodan?
I believe because when I came and we came as a family and my husband left us and I didn't have any money, I didn't know English, I depended very, very much on God. And my kids were able to see that dependence on God, to see me crying out to the Lord and asking him for direction, helping me to learn English and so forth, and seeing how God worked in my life. And that helped them to have that from the younger age. And before they went to college, to have that strong relationship with Christ. And when they went to school, like my first daughter graduated from SMU like me, my second daughter from Harvard Law School, and my son from United States Air Force Academy, no philosophy, no professor who tried to brainwash them was able to take Christ out of their heart and out of their mind. And I believe that sometimes we look at hardship in our life as something that we don't want. And that hardship that I didn't have money, I didn't have, I didn't know English. There were so many things, a new country and no friends, no nothing, helped me to show them how much I have to depend on God and how much God was ready to help us. And I believe it's essential in the way we have to raise our children now. And now they have kids on their own. They are married. They have kids on their own. And they do the same thing like I have done with them. So praise the Lord for that.
Faith that is forged in the crucible of persecution. You're listening to Virginia Prodan here on the Good Life Radio program. When we come back in our final segment, we'll have a time of prayer. We are, dear friend, we are sensitive to the realities. The realities that you might be going through at this moment. Feeling like things have gotten really out of control in your own life. You're shocked by news. It could be a health problem. It could be financial, a relational issue that's going on, something going on beyond your control. But Virginia Prodan here, sent by God to remind you, put Christ first, God on the throne. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me. I lead you home.
In In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Virginia Prodan was the focus of a full-length documentary and has been interviewed by Fox News, Heritage Foundation, BBC Radio, CBN, Point of View, Heritage Action for America, Glenn Beck, Family Life, and Dr. Jim Dobson. You're listening to the Good Life Radio program. Yes, Virginia Prodan is our guest today with us. VirginiaProdanBooks.com. That's how you can find out more about her. Virginia, in this final segment, before we pray, I do have a couple questions, one of which someone may be asking. Danny, her book is called Saving My Assassin. You sort of danced around assassin. Virginia, I'm going to give the floor to you to describe the assassin within the framework that you so desire. Please.
Thank you. As I defended Christian and human rights cases, and as I mentioned, many of my cases, unknown to me, became part of United Nations reports on human rights violations and part of the United States Department of State reports on human rights violations. The dictator was exposed to the entire world. And President Ronald Reagan, who gave Romania the most favored nation status attached to the respecting of human rights to Romanians, when he found out what the dictator was doing, declared that he is going to take the most favored nation status from him. So you can imagine that the dictator was very, very unhappy. You will find out in the book that President Ronald Reagan, through the American embassy, had some very damaging documents that I offered to the American embassy and got to President Ronald Reagan that proved that the dictator was still lying and doing all kind of things, cruel things, and not respecting human rights. So President Ronald Reagan decided to take the most favored national status, and the dictator, who was very unhappy, organized what he called a perfect plan. So he sent a so-called client, a new client, to my office. And because my office and my home was full of microphones, so they knew my whereabouts, the new client, the assassin, came exactly when my assistant was ready to leave the office at 5 o'clock to take her kids home. So she introduced him to my office as a new client, and she left. The minute that my assassin heard that my assistant closed the door to the office, he pulled his jacket, took his gun from his jacket, and pointed to me and said, "I'm not your client. I'm here to kill you." And he was screaming and saying how he's going to kill me. And he was even joyful, saying that by doing this assignment, by killing me, he will be number one in dictator's guard. And he was so happy for that. Maybe he waited a long time for this position. You can imagine that as he was 6'10 feet tall, like a football player, and I was under 5 feet tall, 82 pounds. And there was no way to run away from him. I was convinced that I'm going to die. My knee was shaking. My stomach was making noise. I heard my heart in my ears. And I thought that I'm going to die. And with all the noise outside from him screaming and the noise inside of me, I heard the whisper of God, "Share the gospel." And because I knew the gospel by heart, very seldom we had a Bible, so we learned Bible verses by heart and the gospel by heart. I said to him, "I know you have a job, but I would love to share with you something. Would you listen?" And he said, "Yes." And I started to share the gospel word by word from the Bible. And as I share with him, The gospel, he noticed several times when I said that we all are sinful and return back to God. He put his gun on the table, and I noticed that his shoulders started to relax, and he was melting it under God's word and power. And I have never seen or experienced something like this in my entire life. And as I watch him, as human, I'm thinking, when I finish, he's going to kill me. And that stopped the thought of my reciting the Bible verse. So what I did is I paraphrased two sentences to continue the gospel. But as I said those words from me, I noticed that he came back to, "I'm here to kill you. I'm going to be number one in President's guard and everything." And I was so scared. I prayed so hard. And the Lord reminded me the Bible verses. And I continued the gospel. And at the end, he accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior. But the story does not end there. 20-something years later, in my law office in Dallas, Texas, one day a man came to my office and he had a case. And I listened to his case. I listened and I was ready to take his case. But all of a sudden, this man started to be frustrated. And he looked at me and he said, "Virginia, don't you recognize me?" I thought, "No." And he showed me his Securitate ID, a picture of him as he came to my office 20-something years. For a second, I thought that I relived that moment again. And he shared with me what happened, what he is doing right now. And I shared with him that I am writing my book. And he begged me to let him write a chapter in my book. And I did. So now you have not only my point of view and my explanation and what happened that day in my office when he accepted Christ, but also his point of view and what happened, what he thinks and what he expressed and what God is doing in our lives is absolutely beyond your imagination. God is doing amazing things. We don't have enemies. The only enemy that we have is the evil one. And in fact, he is God's enemy. As long as we are under his wing, every single person that we encounter that might be even trying to kill us or to hit us or to do harm to us, there is nothing else that we can think about that person that a person that Christ died for. And now they are prisoners in the evil tent, and God wants to show them Christ and Christ in our lives so he can bring, Christ can bring that person to the cross and use us for his glory. What an amazing job God is giving us. Absolutely amazing.
Virginia,
there is no job.
As we wrap our show today. We've just got a very short time. Would you please pray for our listener as the Spirit is leading you?
Yes. Our Heavenly Father, we just praise you and honor you and glorify you. You are holy. We are sinful people, and still you want to use us for your glory. You give us wisdom. You give us tools. You give us everything step by step in our mission, that we will be in you more than conquerors, more than victorious. I pray that everyone who listens will be so encouraged that will go in their closet and will ask about the mission that you have for them, will put their lives in your hands, and you will do mighty things. You can change their lives, their neighborhood, their country, as you did and you changed Romania, and you are changing America and many countries around the world when I go and speak. And I praise you that it's nothing about me. It's about you, Christ, and your power in each one of us. And we praise you and we honor you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Virginia, for being with us today.
Thank you for giving me an opportunity to share how magnificent our God is.
Courageous words from Virginia Prodan, virginiaprodanbooks.com. My friend, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you, like Virginia has shared. And if you haven't done so, look, we believe this may be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, your support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Donate. And I thank you in advance. Psalm 56, verse 3, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Virginia Prodan, virginiaprodanbooks.com. Until next time, with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.